بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أولى الناس بالله تعالى من بدأهم بالصلاة. رواه أبو داود. حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم explains the importance of making salam and the importance of making salam first. When people meet, then we are Muslims and we have rights over one another. One hadith, it is mentioned that a Muslim has five rights over his Muslim brother. In another narration, six rights have been mentioned. And amongst the rights that have been mentioned, a very important one is making salam. So when we see our Muslim brother, we should not wait for him to make salam to us. We should make salam first. Yes, young people should make salam first to the elders. But this does not mean that the elder cannot make salam first to the young ones. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees a group of young children and he makes salam to them first. This is his humility. But correct etiquette is that the young should make salam first to the elderly ones. This particular hadith is general, that when we meet, the one who is most closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who makes salam first. Because in another narration is mentioned, Al-Badi'u bis-salam, Bari'u min al-kibr. The one who makes salam first, he is free from pride. He didn't wait for somebody else to make salam to him first. He didn't say, no, he must make to me, I am somebody big. He is free from pride, and therefore he made salam first. Rasulullah SAW has mentioned, La tadkhuluna al-jannata hatta tu'minu. You won't enter jannat until you bring complete iman. وَلَا تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا. And you don't have complete and perfect iman until you love one another. So we have to love one another, then we have perfected our iman. And a person who perfects his iman, then he enters into Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ. Should I not show you something that if you do this one act, you will engender love amongst yourself? Afshu salamu baynakum. Spread salam amidst yourself. Amongst yourself, make salam aam, rife. Don't wait for people to make salam to you. A sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul Islami afdal, or Ayyul Islami khair. Which action in Islam is best? In that particular instance, Rasulullah said, تُطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَتُقْرِئُ السَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنْ عَرَفْتَ وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ. That you must feed people. It's a great quality to feed people, especially the poor. And then, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must make salam to those you know and also those who you don't know. In other words, those who are your friends, you make salam to them, your family people. What about other Muslims? Even though you don't know the person, even though there's no relationship between you, there is a Muslim and you should be greeting him. So these ahadith show us the importance of making salam. When we make salam and when we reply salam, somebody came into the majlis, the gathering of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Assalamu alaikum. Nabi Kareem sallam replied and said, 10. Shortly after that, another person comes, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and he says 20. Third person comes, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replies and he says 30. Somebody sitting by asks, Ya Rasul, what do you mean by 10, 20, 30? The first person only said, Assalamu alaikum. These were his words. So for that he gets 10 rewards. The second one said, Wa rahmatullahi, added, and the mercy of Allah. So he gets 20 sawab. And the third one said, وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. So he gets 30 sawab. This is the full answer and reply of salam. وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. Till there. So this is something that you and I have to spread and make rife. Nabi Kareem sometimes said, Anas radiallahu ta'ala, Ya Bunayya, O my son, when you enter home, you go back home and you enter home, then you must make salam. تَكُنْ بَرَكَةً عَلَيْكَ وعلى أهل بيتك. It will bring barakah in your house. It will bring barakah for you and for your family members just by making salam. So by making salam, you get barakah in your house. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, or the sahabi mentioned an incident that he had a neighbor. The neighbor's tree, the branch was hanging over onto his yard. And it was causing much difficulty for them to pass, because the huge tree, the branch falling into his yard. So he had asked that sahabi to remove it, or he asked that person to remove it, and the person refused. So he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he complained, "This neighbor's tree, the branches falling over onto my yard, it's causing me a lot of pain and difficulty." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to that person, and he tells him, "Sell me this tree." So he refuses. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam thinks, perhaps he does not want to take any money for it. So he said, "Give it to me as a gift." He said, "No." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam realizes that this person is now stubborn. He doesn't want to sell the tree. He doesn't want to give the tree. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam offered him a tree in paradise. And that particular instance, this person refused. Ulama explained, perhaps he was a Bedouin newly accepted Islam. He didn't understand the etiquettes and he didn't understand the value of what Nabiya Kareem was mentioning. Commentators explained in detail. Nonetheless, when this person refused, then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I haven't seen anybody more stingy than yourself besides the one who is stingy in making salam." It costs us nothing to make salam. Yes, there are times when you make salam. Somebody is talking to another person, they're discussing something. That's not the time for you to come and barge in and make salam. We got a habit. Somebody is talking to somebody. He may be explaining to him a masala of deen or something important. The man is talking to him. That's not the time for anybody to intervene and come and make salam and barge in. Somebody is reciting Quran. So he's reading Quran. Yes, if he's free, you can make salam to him. Somebody is eating food, you're not allowed to make salam to him. Yes, if he wishes, he can make salam to you. Somebody is in the toilet, you don't make salam to him. There are times and occasions when you make salam. So there are different etiquettes and masail regarding salam, but today's lesson is that we should make salam rife. And when we walk in the streets also, we meet our Muslim brothers, we should make salam. At workplaces, we should make salam. In school and colleges, we make salam. In the masjid, we make salam. Wherever we meet, at home, you make salam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on these few important nasihat. Allah Ta'ala accept. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.